If you're not a leader on the bench, then don't call yourself a leader on the field.
That is the voice of gold medalist and World Cup champion, Abby Wambach, and she'll be giving us her 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U. Welcome to the Super U Podcast, the podcast designed to entertain, educate, and empower you to your best life, or simply put, a podcast for those looking to unlock and unleash your superpowers on the world. I'm your host, Eric Qualman, but many of you know me as Equal Man. I've been blessed to write 6 best-selling books, perform in over 50 countries, and reach 30 million people this decade. So thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. Thank you for joining us for today's Super U podcast. On today's show, we have Abby Wambach. She is a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, FIFA World Cup champion, and the highest all-time international goal scorer for male and female soccer players. She was the United States leading scorer in the 2007 and 2011 Women's World Cup tournaments and the 2004 and 2012 Olympics. She's an activist for equality and inclusion, and she has her new book out now called Wolfpack. So it's an honor to have her on the show. Here is Abby with tip number 1.
Make failure your fuel. Here's something the best athletes understand, but seems like a harder concept for non-athletes to grasp. Non-athletes don't know what to do with the gift of failure. So they hide it, pretend it never happened, reject it outright, and they end up wasting it. Listen, failure is not something to be ashamed of. It's something to be powered by. Failure is the highest octane fuel your life can run on. You gotta learn to make failure your fuel.
It's interesting how Abby correlates the business world or non-athletes to the athletic world, because when you think about athletes, if you want to get better, you're going to take on the toughest competition. So that if you wanted to get better at tennis, if you had a tennis match coming up, a tournament, you'd play the toughest players you could leading up to that. And who cares if you failed, meaning you lost to those players, because it's going to actually make you stronger. So I think in athletes' DNA, as Abby mentions, is they understand this concept. But somehow, even if you're a former athlete, and most of us are at some level, is that we forget this concept when we go outside of the athletic playing field. And we got to remember that really, failure is your fuel, or as we like to always say, it's fail fast, fail forward, fail better. Or evaluate your failure, meaning that you don't sweep it under the rug, as Abby mentions. You actually talk about it, evaluate what occurred, what caused that failure, so it can actually make you stronger. That provides the fuel so you get better. Here's tip number 2 from the person who says life cereal is their favorite.
I think that that's a common denominator by people that can reach levels of success that I've been able to reach. I know what I do well. I know what I do well. Do not tell me what I do well. Tell me what I suck at. Seriously. Because that is how I want to approach my life. I want to approach my life in a way that I keep challenging myself. I keep bettering myself day in and day out. And so those are the coaches that I always connected the most with, are the ones that were a little bit harder on me, that were a little bit, had a higher standard for me, because, you know, I think we all know what we do well. Sometimes it's hard to take criticism, and sometimes it's hard to, even if it's constructive, it's sometimes hard, but, you know yourself and know that any kind of criticism, good or bad, is important for all human beings to be able to experience and be able to deal with emotionally.
My college basketball coach has a saying that tough love is the only true love. And it's so hard to find people that actually will give us that tough love. Because, well, the good thing is in life that most people are very nice. They're pleasing. They want to make you feel good. But that doesn't make you better. And so what Abby's indicating is exactly right, is try to find some people in your life that can give you that tough love. And I found some tricks to help get critical feedback, because people just don't want to deliver critical feedback to you. One tip is, okay, you've read my book. What's the one chapter you'd remove? So you actually indicate, hey, I'm sure you enjoy it, but what's the one, if I made you remove something, what's the one thing that you need to remove? Or we were just on a phone call earlier today about the podcast with someone. They love the podcast, but I go, if there's one thing you would change about it, if I made you change it, what would be the one thing that you'd change? And so that's a good way to elicit critical feedback. But the most important thing, when you get that feedback, your DNA, it's in our DNA just to kind of rebuttal and say, whoa, 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 this is why, and you start giving excuses. That's the exact thing you don't want to do. Because that'll train that person not to give you that tough love, not to give you that critical feedback. And so all top performers actually seek this critical feedback. So my hope is those tips that I've found helpful in my career, you can try as well. Moving on to tip number 3.
Like all little girls, I was taught to be grateful. I was taught to keep my head down, stay on the path, and get my job done. I was freaking Little Red Riding Hood. You know the fairy tale. It's just one iteration of the warning stories girls are told the world over. Little Red Riding Hood heads off to the woods and is given strict instructions. Stay on the path. Don't talk to anybody. Keep your head down, hidden underneath your Handmaid's Tale cape. And she does, at first. But then she dares to get a little curious, and she ventures off the path. That's, of course, when she encounters the big bad wolf, and all hell breaks loose. The message is clear. Don't be curious. Don't make trouble. Don't say too much, or bad things will happen. I stayed on the path out of fear, not of being eaten by a wolf, but of being cut, being benched, losing my paycheck. If I could go back and tell my younger self one thing, it would be this. Abby, you were never Little Red Riding Hood. You were always the wolf.
As a father of two daughters, this really struck home. When you think about it, you got to flip those fairy tales. When you look at the Disney fairy tales at the beginning, it's like you have to be saved by this prince and he has to give you the kiss of true love. When the fairy tales are being flipped, and it's a good thing, we're starting to see movies like Frozen, which have two female leads. It's actually written and directed by a female, and it just shows the inner power of them. But most importantly, it's just really realizing whether you're male, whether you're female, flip that fairy tale. Try to think through, I don't have to go on the path. If you want to be a pioneer, you're going to go off the path, and it's going to be a rougher ride, but it's going to be better for it in the end. So it's really just about understanding. That's what Abby's saying is, you be the wolf. You're not Little Red Riding Hood. You don't have to do X, Y, and Z because you think it's going to make somebody happy. Do what's in your DNA. Unleash that inner superpower within you. And it's not about placating others and saying, well, they'll be happy if I do this, but I'll be miserable. It's if you unlock that inner superpower within you and do what you are supposed to do, what you're destined to do, that means you're going to go off that path. The people that love you are going to love you more because they're going to see you succeed and they're going to be happy for you. Even if they think that maybe they say, hey, you should do X, Y, and Z in the short term. If you say, no, that's not what I want to do, they might be upset in the short term. But when you go out and actually do and fulfill what you're destined to do, they're going to be one of the happiest people in the world for you. All right, for tip number 4, for all you listeners, try to think who wears on the U.S. women's team right now, who is the player that wears number 4? You're correct. It is Becky Sauerbrunn. And here we are with tip number 4.
Whenever I talk to kids, no matter where I am, success is always one of those topics that eventually comes up. And the truth is I've reached my level of success in one way, and I believe that everybody chooses their own path. I always like to tell kids that I wish that they could be like me in some ways, but I want them to be like themselves. Don't try to be like Abby Wambach. Be better than me and do the things that I've done in some ways, but you also have to tweak it in other ways to make it your own, so that's what makes it perfectly yours when you get to that level and you get to that top success.
When it comes to success, the beautiful thing is we live in the best time ever. Success is a choice, but as Abby points out, we all need to step into our own individual story. We all define success differently, and we all reach that place differently. So step into your own story. Kelly O'Hara wears number 5, and we're going to move on to tip number 5.
Lead from the bench. Imagine this. You've scored more goals than any human being on the planet, female or male. You've co-captained and led Team USA in almost every category for the past decade. And you and your coach sit down and decide together that you won't be a starter in your last World Cup for Team USA. So that sucked. You'll feel benched sometimes too. You'll be passed over for the promotion, taken off the project. You might even be finding yourself holding a baby instead of a briefcase, watching your colleagues get ahead. Here's what's important. You're allowed to be disappointed when it feels like life's benched you. What you aren't allowed to do is miss your opportunity to lead from the bench. During that last World Cup, my teammates told me that my presence, my support, my vocal and relentless belief in them from the bench is what gave them the confidence they needed to win us that championship. If you're not a leader on the bench, then don't call yourself a leader on the field.
In life, we're going to wear many, many hats, and so it's important for us to be comfortable in whichever hat, whatever season we're in, because it's really all about the team. And so it's around our family, it's around our friends, it's around our team. And so it's really important for us to understand that, whether sometimes we're the captain and sometimes we're just an integral part of a team and function, we have to do our job the best way that we can do it. And also, when you think about culture, when I've been blessed to talk to a lot of these top CEOs backstage, they always share the same belief that you could have the top performing salesperson, but if that person's a cancer within the organization, you've got to immediately get rid of that person. And that's why you see in athletics as well, a lot of them will take on this aging veteran, even though there's a youngster that's probably way more talented than that person, but they understand the importance of culture on that team. So it's more important for the team dynamic to take that veteran that can actually provide leadership from the bench. As we move on to tip number 6, Abby and her wife always address 3 things with their children when they come off the soccer field, when their kids are coming off the soccer field. Number 1, did you have fun? Number 2, what's something that you learned? And number 3, I love you. I saw you working really hard, and I love you.
The only label that I need to actually really adhere to and think about and be is human. Because what's happening is we're putting ourselves in these boxes, these labeled boxes, and we cut ourselves off from each other. The reason why we do that is because if I'm in this little box, I feel a little bit safer. Because I have like this little community, I have these walls up. But what that's doing, it's cutting us off from all these other opportunities and possibilities and ability to expand. We can challenge each other to kind of break away these boundaries and walls. We can challenge each other to not just be better at our job, but like, let's be better humans. You don't have to literally pay to be a good person. You have to just earn the things that you do in your life by all the little choices that you make.
Here's tip number 7 from University of Florida Gator, Abby Wambach.
Throughout my life, my pack has been my team. Teams need a unifying structure, and the best way to create one collective heartbeat is to establish rules for your team to live by. It doesn't matter what specific page you're all on, just as long as you're on the same one.
The framework of a wolf pack is fantastic because we cannot achieve success alone. So my hope this podcast resonates with you. It resonated with me from a standpoint. It reminded me to make sure I tighten my bonds with my wolf pack and make sure that I keep that as strong as possible. So I'm going to go ahead and reach out for some lunches this week to some people I haven't connected with in a long time. And I hope that you do the same. In summary, today's 7 super tips, and I'll give you my favorite at the end, is number 1, make failure your fuel. Number 2, understand your weaknesses. Number 3, be the wolf. Number 4, choose your own path. Number 5, lead from the bench. Number 6, step outside the box. And number 7, establish roles to live by. I'm going to go off the beaten path here myself. I'm going to go off the path. I'm going to be the wolf. My favorite's actually probably closest to 7, but really it's all of them in totality in terms of the wolf pack. So I think you should write down who is your wolf pack, because that's what life's all about. Figure out who your pack is. Write down the wolf pack. Set up some lunches this week to make sure you're closer to your wolf pack. That's it for today's Super You Podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. Please join us next time where we'll get 7 super tips from Lady Gaga.
What I think an artist needs essentially more than discipline or even talent is a perspective.
These tips from today's top thought leaders are a fantastic reminder to all of us that it's not about being perfect. It's about being the perfect you. Thank you for listening to today's Super You Podcast. This is Equal Man reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3, 2,
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.